Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I've had quite a morning. I've been hustling and bustling, running late and running hither and yonder, and now my computer's locked up. So I've just had a frustrating morning. Nothing bad's happened. Just been a frustrating morning. But I have a good friend with us today, and we're going to talk about a lot, and we usually have a great time when we're together. And it's Paul Hamby with Hamby Dairy Supply. Paul, how are you today?
I am doing great. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. You know, I've done an injustice, but it's not been on purpose. I normally put it out on Facebook what all we're going to talk about and everything we're going to do, but my computer just locked up on me and said, you know, I'm not working today. So it's it's been a frustrating morning. So anyway, we are
Beth, you share some company here because one of the big airlines couldn't get the airplanes in the air yesterday, and the New York Stock Exchange shut down. So.
Following suit, well, it comes in threes, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody else was telling me about that. I think it was my brother popped in on me yesterday, and he was talking about the airlines. And, you know, better to be grounded than have that glitch while you're up in the air, I suppose, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, it's been a long time since we've had you on the air. You've been running around and doing all kinds of things. You're still completing your new office and buildings and such there, and how's that going?
It's going very well. The final phase of remodeling is just started last week, and so our very first offices are now being remodeled and made more user-friendly since we have a lot more staff. You know, when we started this, we had two people. Now we have 12. So that's in process, and we now have our store finished, and we want to invite all the listeners and customers. If you're in Northwest Missouri, stop by and visit. We have some really cool displays in our stores. For many years, our family has collected old dairy equipment, antique milking machines. We have one of the very first surge milkers from 1924, manufactured in 1924, along with a dozen other suspended bucket milkers on display in our store front. And we also have a Keurig coffee machine, so people can stop by and have fresh coffee or hot chocolate, and we have clean bathrooms. You know, Beth, we have folks travel sometimes 2 or 3 hours to get here because there's not very many sources of dairy supplies like in the old days when we had there was a farm store that carried them in most counties. Just don't see that anymore. So we appreciate them coming, and we want them to be comfortable and feel welcome when they arrive here.
Well, I think that's unique that you have that museum. You know, I had visited, and I won't name the company, but they happen to make some vacuum sweepers, and they are here in the state of Missouri. And I went and visited them, and they have a vacuum sweeper museum. And I know it sounds kind of odd and funny, but you know, through the years, how many different types and styles, and of course, even now, how many different brands of vacuum sweepers there are out there. So when I was reading your email about having kind of a little museum there, I immediately went to that, and I thought, you know, that's really unique, and that's kind of fun.
It is, and we also have farm signs to go with that, and some of them people will have heard of, like De La Val, Surge, and Mueller. If you're in the dairy farm equipment business or the dairy farming business, those names mean something. De La Val, Surge, and Mueller been around for literally 100 years, and Mueller is based here in the Midwest. They have a factory in Iowa and a factory in Missouri and a distribution plant in Illinois. Distribution center. So those are big names, but we also have some pretty rare signs. Many people don't realize back in the old days, Montgomery Ward's, Sears, JCPenney's, they all sold milking machines.
Yes.
And so we and Sears sold exactly the same milking machine under three different names. Some of them have the name Sears. Some of them have the name Farm Master, which they had a whole line of farm equipment, including tractors that they sold mail order. and the name David Bradley. And so any different piece of farm equipment from Sears, including the milking machines, might have been branded with any of those three names, but it was exactly the same item other than the branding.
Well, they still do that today, don't they, with their different electronic equipment and such as their refrigerators and, their dishwashers and that kind of thing, their appliances. They still have different names on them that they produce for.
They do, and that's really common that, a factory will gear up and you have one design and it might be sold under two or three names that they sell, but they, then they may manufacture for other companies when underneath the skin is exactly the same components. And it's just a matter of efficiency is the reason that they do that. But we also have some other more rare names, the Universal Milking Machine Company. A lot of people think Universal in our business means it fits anything, but it was actually a brand name. And so we have a milking machine and the sign from back in the 1950s of Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a Milat. And in the milking machine business, stainless steel was invented and went commercial in the 1930s. And prior to that, the Milat company in Belgium created milking machines for the United States that were made out of pure nickel. And then when stainless was designed, which the stainless formula cost less to produce than nickel, then the engineers from Milat came over to the United States and taught the factory workers and the engineers here how to work with stainless steel and make things seamless and sanitary back in the 1930s. So we have an original Milat milking machine, and then a Westphalia branded milking machine that was made in Germany and only sold in Canada in North America. So some very interesting displays in our storefront, and folks who maybe they didn't grow up milking, but they remember on Grandpa's farm seeing the milking machines. It's brings back some good memories.
Well, I didn't grow up on a farm, but when I married onto one, we did have a Jersey cow. We didn't have a whole herd of milk cows, but we had a Jersey cow that we used, and I remember ordering the pasteurizer and the strainer and the storage, the bucket to store it in, the stainless steel carrier, and that we ordered that out of Sears and Roebuck. I remember that, and you're kind of aging me there, Paul. But I remember doing that, and I remember borrowing the little churner and made a little butter there. I borrowed a churner from my mother-in-law and made the butter, and of course we lost all of that when we lost our home in a fire. But I remember that. I remember very well ordering it from Sears and Roebuck. That was a new thing for me. I had never experienced that before. This little city girl, she'd never experienced that before. But I had a lot of fun with it. I did not do the milking. I wasn't any good at it, and he was real good at it and didn't really have time to teach me, so, and I was busy with other things. Well, there's a lot going on today, and I really appreciate what you're doing, and I want to give your phone number out. If you need some dairy supply, want to learn a little bit more about things, they can help you in every which way. Just give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. That's 1-800-306-8937. Visit their website by going to hambydairysupply.com. That's Hamby, H-A-M-B-Y, dairysupply.com. And you now have a catalog. Am I allowed to say that out loud? Because I just did.
Yes, the catalog is not ready to mail yet for our cow customers, but it's going to be in the next few weeks. Our staff artist has been working on this for the last couple of months. So if any of your listeners would like a copy of a catalog for cow equipment, then they can call or email us, and we'll put them on the mailing list and send them one. We also have one specific for dairy sheep. Very unusual, and it's kind of a small group of people out there in North America, but there's several hundred milking dairy sheep. And then later this fall, we'll have one specific to dairy goats and raising goats in general.
And we're going to have...
Before we leave the segment, let me throw it real quick. If you'd like to see some pictures from our store of those antique milkers, on TripAdvisor or Flickr, you can just search for Hamby in Maysville, Missouri.
All right.
And you can pull up some pictures and see them.
Where the clock is... The clock is there, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with our good friend Paul Hamby of Hamby Dairy Supply. He's been a sponsor of the show since day one, and we really appreciate all that you do for CSE Talk Radio. Without you, I would not be here, Paul, and I appreciate that so much. And you can visit their website by going to HambyDairySupply.com. That's Hamby, H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com. And I'm going to let you, since we rushed you, I'm going to let you give those addresses out again where they can go check out your little museum, your little pictures there.
All right. Well, on the web or on your mobile device, if you're out traveling, TripAdvisor is a really handy website. We use it as we travel around the country. And the great thing about TripAdvisor is that you can see not just reviews and information on locations, which include everything from stores like ours to hotels and restaurants and gas stations. But you also get customer reviews, and the owners and the visitors can put pictures up about the location.
Well, that's awesome.
For example, we're going to Branson this next week for vacation, and we use TripAdvisor extensively in deciding which shows we're going to go to and where we're going to stay.
Well,
that on the TripAdvisor listing for Hamby Dairy Supply is about a dozen pictures of some of those antique milking machines. So folks who can't get here can go take a look at at some of those pictures. Or they're also on Flickr, where we have many pictures from the ag industry, about 1,300 photos there. So on either site, if you just type in Hamby or Hamby Dairy Supply in Maysville, our town, you'll be able to pull that up.
All right. That sounds good. And you have a great time on your vacation. let's get down to some things that are going on in the world here now. And you and I were chatting a little bit about Greece and the economies and things that are going on in the world economies, I should say, with Greece and China. And let's visit that a little bit.
Well, it's not really a slow news week, is it?
No, we haven't had one of those for a while.
Yeah.
There's always some kind of scandal or corruption or something failing or falling. It's just always something.
Well, I know you and I have talked about these economic situations, and on your show, some of your other guests discuss this, but it is a developing situation. The situation in Greece has been coming on for many years, but it's coming to a head right now. I mean, it should be front page news. And then tied into this is the situation over in China with their stock market being so unstable. So they really are tied together. And then, I don't know. The government says that there's no tie, but the New York Stock Exchange problem yesterday, I have to think there was something more than just a computer glitch that halted trading for 4 hours. But I don't have any hard evidence of that.
Well, we did talk a little bit about it yesterday, and I know that Greece has a deadline, and they've put Sunday down as the deadline. And you sent me an article, and I had some articles yesterday that I was looking at, and the word interesting seems a little bit blah, but it is interesting what's going on and to watch it. And it's also kind of scary. You know, our economy isn't all that great, and we can see what's happening. And they're on the euro, and they haven't done well since they've been on the euro. It sounds to me like they're being held captive, and they're just not doing well, and they're being taken advantage of. And so they've got to make a decision, don't they?
Well, they do, but let's look at a little bit of the backstory on Greece. For a couple of decades now, they've been borrowing more money than they're creating in wealth, and that's kind of like if a family goes to the grocery store and the clothing store and buys everything on a credit card and then only pays the minimum every month. At some point, that's going to come back to get you because you're spending more than you're making, and it creates a bubble. And that's what Greece has done for a couple of decades now. So part of the, they've made bad decisions, but part of the culpability is from the EU, the central banks, the World Bank, who have all been loaning them more money than they should have, instead of forcing them, the folks in Greece, to live within their means and make some long-term changes. But really, the setup to where we are today, or where Greece is today, is very similar to what caused the housing crisis and the crash in 2008 in the USA, because they were a bad loan risk, and they kept being loaned more money than they had the ability to pay back. And so now, what do you do?
Exactly. They're between a rock and a hard place, so to speak. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
I thought I'd just jump in for a quick comment. I think Greece, with your comment, between a rock and a hard place is extremely true, because they have they forfeited their domestic currency a number of years ago, and now under the EU, it actually limits themselves as to what they can do to try and rebuild themselves and what they can do to get out of their problem. And what haunts me is that we're going down a road in the United States where, with our national debt, if we go to a one-world government, say, 10 or 20 years from now, and we no longer have the U.S. dollar, we're immediately going to be limited as to what we can do, and we're basically going to be having an international central bank dictating our economic policy.
Paul?
Steve, you are absolutely right, and I believe the Greek money was called drachma, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and when they joined the EU, then they did give up some of that control over their own economy. I don't know, if you look back on history, if they had made some good decisions within their country, joining the EU might not have been a bad decision.
Yeah, my personal feeling is I don't understand why the European Union was put together, because you had strong countries, Germany, the Netherlands, a couple of others. Then you have just some three or four very weak countries and a few mediocre, but how they thought this could fly and basically had one central bank dictating economic policy for everyone in Europe, it amazes me that they felt that would work to begin with.
Well, part of the problem, Steve, is the culture of Europe. That, you know, I think they were trying to emulate what we had in the United States with our economy and the world and the U.S. dollar being the currency of the world, that they thought that they could emulate or copy what we were doing successfully. But, yeah. But the problem is that the European countries are socialist or socialist slash communist, and when you have those kind of economies trying to deal with a central bank, you have the setup that creates what happened in Greece and worse.
Sure.
And wasn't the union at least the pretense of it was for security as well? They thought they were they.
Sure. You know, initially Great Britain was a supporter of it, and then they looked at exactly what had been put together and said, "No, we can't be part of this." So Bank of England has kept itself separate, and they of course they have their own set of problems.
Indeed they do, Paul.
Well, I think that the underlying, the best solution for Greece would be to become a free market capitalistic country, and they would have to go through some painful steps, but then they, as other countries have, they would very quickly become a powerful. But the problem is just kind of like the welfare state in the United States. Once you have a situation where more than half of the employees in the country work for government, you can retire at 55 with full benefits,
amazing what they were making.
4 weeks vacation. But it's hard to get people to say that they are willing to change from that.
Sure. Yeah, in this country, we have had a false standard of living for its society for many years, and it will come back to haunt us. So anyway, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank
appreciate
you,
Steve. Steve's one of my supporters that sends me all kinds of news and tells me when something's breaking. I'm in the office. I don't have much in the way of getting news other than my emails and the World Wide Web. I don't have a TV set up in here to watch what's going on. So he every now and then lets me know what's breaking, and I really appreciate that, Steve. You know, Paul, it's going to be hard for Greece to do, as you said. Just like it's hard for the United States to let go of those entitlements, people have got to change their mindset if we're going to turn things around. And so when you were saying that and when we were talking about this through email, that's exactly what popped into my mind is people don't want to let go. They don't want to make change. They don't want to give up anything. They want things to get better, but they don't want to make a sacrifice to get there.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be very telling to see what the bailouts or the loan extensions for Greece are, to see if the European Union or the central bank, as Steve mentioned, is willing to finally draw a line and say, no more, you've got to make those changes.
Yeah, they've got to do something. And, you know, they're not the only one having trouble. China's in trouble, too, and that's all very interesting. And we'll talk about that when we come back from this break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to talk a little bit more about the economy. And then we want to talk about, or at least I want to talk about, the sanctuary cities and areas here in the United States and what that means to our safety, what that means to a lot of things here. 877-895-5410. And Paul and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I have with me today our good friend Paul Hamby. We've been talking about, well, we've talked about lots of things, and Greece is one of them. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in China. I want to share something with you, Paul. This was shared with me on Facebook yesterday from one of my listeners. And he says, politically speaking, conservatively, he says, got a few minutes? He says, the stock market is tanking. Let us all blame the country of Greece. ISIS continues their destruction and beheadings. There is no peace. The economy is far from healthy, but we're told it's doing okay. I'm sorry, I stumbled. That it's a bunch of bull. I would suggest that you take a look at your 401k. The unemployment rate keeps going down. From Barack, you hear cheers. Hey, you blithering fool, the workforce is the lowest in many, many years. Hillary scandals keep mounting, but the media plays so little attention. There is hell-bent on one thing, and that's to prepare her for coronation. Bernie Sanders is trying his best to make her move to the left more and more. The Democrats' base just loves old Bernie. It's his socialism that's so adored. The SCOTUS decision still has us all of us conservatives in a real snit. We again see Justice Scalia beside himself. Our Constitution takes another hit. It's an America we are seeing radically changed before eyes, and it sucks. Our political system has been so poisoned by those with big, big bucks. It's so sad to see America exceptionalism becoming a thing of the past. The eroding of our liberties and destruction of our institutions leaves me aghast. The increasing apathy of our citizenry is so evident. It is what you do, see? The work ethic is slowly vanishing, being replaced by a desire for everything free. If we dare to speak the truth, we are scorned and mocked. Ask Donald Trump. For us, there seems to not be a clear road ahead. It's strewn with bump after bump. We are slowly being led to an edge of a big cliff. Many say we're there already. Since the days of Ronald Reagan, the stewardship of America has been unsteady. We were once a shining light on a hill, but that light is flickering. When will it go out? With the direction we are going in, it will be extinguished, I have no doubt. I thought he put some things together pretty cleverly, all the things that we're chasing. You said something about there hasn't been a lack in topics to talk about, and unfortunately, that's true. Wouldn't you like it if it was all going so smooth that CSC Talk Radio turned into a recipe show, you know, instead of having to chase all these scandals and the corruption with the economy? You know, Paul, they tell us that the joblessness is getting better. You know, the jobs are there, but they're not. They're manipulating the numbers. And, you know, we've talked about Greece, and we see China's having problems, too, and they're not handling it very well, are they, Paul?
They're not. But if we could stay on Greece for just a moment, I want to share a couple of more thoughts here. One is that we should look at a big picture here. And because this has been coming on for a while, the investment companies in the United States, especially the bond companies, pulled their money out of Greece several years ago. There's very little, almost no U.S. dollars invested in Greece today. So if Greece goes belly up and can't pay their bills and things get really bad there, it's probably not going to affect someone's 401k directly in a loss in the United States. Mm. But it is going to have the psychological effect, because Greece is going to affect the EU and the World Bank and IMF and so on. And if you look back on the history of the Great Depression, the Great Depression was caused by some bad decisions, but it became so bad because of the snowball effect of fear. And that is probably one thing that I'm very concerned about, if Greece goes bankrupt, is that it could create a worldwide depression because of that fear, creating a snowball effect.
Well, and I think the media kind of add to that, don't you? I mean, because they are building this up, and not that it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. We do need to be watching it. But like you said, we have very little invested there. So, but we need to pay attention to what's going on here as well. And we do have investments, so to speak, with China.
We do. Now, let's do a little contrasting here. China is a communist country, and Greece is a socialist country, and America is supposed to be a capitalist country. And I want to just talk about those differences a little bit, because the lines are getting blurred, but there is a real significant difference, and I think a lot of people don't understand. And the media in the last 20, 30 years has done everything they can to paint capitalism and free markets as a bad word and a bad economic model. But the basis of free market capitalism is that when you go to spend your dollars, you are free to choose where you spend and what you buy. And that is incredibly powerful, because when you make a choice of where you spend your dollars, then that your dollars are voting on what products and what companies will succeed. And if we use a recent day example, the Apple company came out with this ridiculous, crazy idea to put a computer in a telephone and have internet access, and they created the iPhone. And now they have sold 500 million iPhones. Think about that. 500 million iPhones without any government help or government creating this idea. And the reason they sold 500 million, though...
I got to stop you. You mean they didn't build that by themselves?
Right. Yeah. So the reason they were successful is because the consumers voted with their dollars and said, hey, we like iPhones, and we supported them over the other old flip phones and previous technology. The consumers voted with their dollars, and Apple became the largest company in the world, and their product became one of the best-selling stories in the history of technology. If you look at the opposite now, what happens in Greece and socialist countries is that the government decides what companies are going to succeed, and the government has a hand in what products are made, and so you end up with almost no growth, because when you have people deciding who are government bureaucrats in a committee deciding what products the folks out there in the country should get to have, it's never the best choices. This is the most powerful concept in the history of economics, is that consumers can vote with their dollars. Now, where it gets gray in America is that we get these things called TIFs, tax increment financing, bailouts, subsidies. We build windmills that are paid for by tax dollars that would never be supported on a free market economy. And that's a very dangerous road to go down. And that's how Greece got where they are today, in making those kind of bad decisions.
Well, you know, it is, we see an awful lot going on here in the United States, but we're still the best country to live in. I still believe that. I still believe we're the best nation there is, but we need to be paying attention to what's going on, or we're going to go down that slippery slope just like Greece and China, because we're leaning to that socialistic way of being governed, you know, where the government is in control of everything, and I think that's what you and I have been fighting for a long time, to try and keep that from going any farther than it has, and if we could, we'd like to back it up.
Yeah, absolutely, and I agree with you 100% on both of those points. I think America is the greatest country, and not just from economic standpoint and security, but we have the most beautiful country out there. You know, we've talked about our travels on your show a number of times, and it's a beautiful country with a park system that's unrivaled and certainly should be enjoyed.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of things to here in the United States. We are still mostly free to move about the country. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Paul Hamby. You know, Paul, I want to talk about the sanctuary cities a little bit. I think this is a grave concern to my listeners, and we haven't discussed it yet. I haven't discussed it yet this week. So I do want to talk about that a little bit when we come back. 877-895-5410, and Paul and Beth Ann will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers.
we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. We're in the final segment of today's show. I've been visiting today with Paul Hamby of Hamby Dairy Supply. He is one of the main sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. You can visit his website by going to www.hambydairysupply.com, or you can give him a call in their office at 1-800-306-8937. We do have a caller. We have Walt from Michigan. Walt, I apologize. I left you hanging there for a while. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, I just heard publicly that the Pope of Rome has called for a new world order, and him being a socialist, communist, ex-Jesuit cardinal is calling for a world government. And Greece is wanting to maintain her independence, and seeing the trap laid for her in this European Union and this new world order that even our leaders here in the United States are calling for. You know, ex-Secretary of Navy Richard Thompson warned us of hand in 1897 about a new world order, a dictatorship run by Rome. He didn't use exact terms. He said if Rome ever got control of the United States, we would lose our freedom. And what is happening to us? When the head of the Catholic Church is calling for a new world order, what's your comment about that?
Well, you want mine or you want Paul's? Paul, do you want to address that or you want me to?
Sure. Well, we can both jump in here. About, now we're short on time. But the you know, this isn't the first time that the Catholic Church wanted to be the world government. And if you want to study history and go back and look at the religious wars and people killing each other in the name of religion, we think what happened bad today is bad. Go back and study the Irish versus the Britons and see what's happening in slaughtering people in the name of religion. I think it's a very dangerous path to go down. And this is not an issue that has to do with any political party, because it was George Herbert Walker Bush who called for a new world order in 1992. So Democrats and Republicans alike have been on this bandwagon, and I think it's incredibly dangerous.
Well, it is the human nature to want to be in power, and it doesn't matter where it's coming from. They simply want to be in power. We see that just with our own political system here, Walt. I mean, it's all about power and greed, and when they want the power and the greed, they've got to control the people. The people cannot be free.
Can I ask you a quick question, Paul?
Sure.
Sure.
What religion are all the kings and queens of Europe? What religion do they practice? Do you know?
I do not know.
They're Roman Catholics.
The majority of them are.
The Bilderbergers are run by Catholics. So it's the Council on Foreign Relations, which was founded in Paris, France. The Trilateral Commission was founded by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is Roman Catholic and a Knight of Malta. And you look at all the Catholics that are running D.C. today and tell me that Rome is not running the United States. I don't care if they go to Mass or not. They still claim to be Catholics.
All right. Okay.
It's a compelling argument.
It is something to think about. Okay, Walt, I appreciate your call. I want to get to the sanctuary cities. You know, there seems that we're going to really rush this here, Paul. I apologize for that. It seems that... it's a big controversy now because of the recent murder, but these things have been going on for a very long time. I have had guests. I had Ed Hayes from Kansas. He's been keeping track of this for many, 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 many years, the violent crimes, the murderous acts of the illegal aliens that are in this country. And I even visited with, and I'm going to have him back on, Michael Cutler, who is a retired INS, and he is... I'm going to have him back on and talk about this again, but it's not just he's talking about our safety here in the United States, not just with the illegal, but how they're increasing the legal immigrants into this nation. And then also I met a young woman in Colorado, and that's what they're talking about is back to what Ed Hayes is talking about, the violent crimes that are being perpetrated against the citizens of this country by illegal aliens. Now, we have the sanctuary cities, we have sanctuary counties in certain states. Now, while I can maybe understand them sympathizing with someone that's in this country, I cannot sympathize with them harboring criminals. And that's what they're doing when they have somebody like this man that killed this young woman, harboring a criminal. Now, there is a law against harboring criminals, and I'm not sure why nobody has said that phrase just yet. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I want to first preface this, that I have traveled to Mexico. I've been in Mexico. I have friends in Mexico, mm-hmm. and I have customers in Mexico. And there are some really good people and organizations
Absolutely.
In Mexico. So this isn't about racism or disliking
No.
people of brown skin. This is, and let's use a quick analogy. If you put locks on your doors of your house and you lock them, you're not locking the door to keep everyone out of your house. Aren't you locking your door so you can choose who comes in?
Mm-hmm. That's a good analogy. Very
Isn't
good.
This what this is really about? In Los Angeles, the first city to be a sanctuary city back in 1979, they said everybody can come and we're not going to deport you. The result was that 60% of the gang members in Los Angeles are illegals, and 95% of outstanding murder warrants are for illegal aliens. Because they're letting everybody in instead of choosing who gets to come in. That's what this is about.
Absolutely, that's what this is about. And the fact that we have the violent crimes going on, and they aren't, I mean, not all the illegals are from Mexico. They come through sometimes there. They all, that's the easiest border to come across, let's put it that way. But that's not where all of the illegals are coming from. Some of them came in here legally and then just stayed. Beyond their legal time. But the violent crimes that are being committed, if these cities and counties throughout the United States are harboring illegal aliens, like I said, I can maybe understand them sympathizing with someone that's just in the country and they're working and have a family. That's one thing. But if you're harboring a criminal, there is law against that, even as an individual. So why isn't there something being done? I mean, obviously, they're ignoring the laws. They're ignoring all the immigration laws. And it's all to the detriment and to the It's the lack of security here for us. We are no longer safe in our own country, and that's getting to be quite a deep concern for the American people.
Mm-hmm. And I think, Beth, we should put some historical perspective. From day one of this country, we have had immigrants.
Yes.
Ellis Island, though, was created to be that screening that I talked about. It was a lock on the door.
Yes.
You have to go through Ellis Island and make sure that you're healthy, make sure you don't have a criminal background, and in some cases even be quarantined. And that was so that we protected the people who lived here.
Well, you know, we're getting ready to close, and the song that's playing is Coming Home. And that's my son that's picking that guitar. He wrote that song for the show. He wrote that song for me. And how appropriate that we end on this particular note, because it is about who you invited to your home. And it's time for all of us, Paul, across this nation. You and I are right here in the middle of the heartland. We're right smack dab in the middle of the nation. But we need to all come together, because that's what we're going to have to do to keep one another safe. We need to all come together and bring America home. Thank you, Paul.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.